Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, listening for his voice. This study covers Mark chapter 7 through 13 and is a continuation of the previous study, Jesus experiencing his touch. And that study covers Mark chapters 1 through 6. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to not only the last Bible study, but several others that I hope will be a blessing to you. And just so you know, you can find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, Loving God and Others, The Heart of True Faith, and Jesus Experiencing His Touch. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to carefully observe the text so that we can more effectively understand and interpret God's Word. And now, please open your Bibles and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for everyone who has joined me today. I pray that your perfect will be done in their lives. Help each one of us to surrender all to you. Help us, Lord, to make you the center of all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to begin our study on page 70, and today we're looking at Mark chapter 11, verses 20 through 26. In the observation section, it says to look for the words faith and believe or believes. And we're going to mark those words with an open book symbol. We're going to, once again, mark all references to the word prayer with an oval shape. And as I said before, that oval is opened at the very top. And the third marking will be to look for the word forgive. And we're going to mark that with a capital X. Okay, so again, we're looking at today, Mark chapter 11, verses 20 through 26. And it says, as they were passing by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots up. Being reminded, Peter said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered. And Jesus answered, saying to them, have faith in God. So mark faith with an open book shape. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him. So mark the word believes with an open book. Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, so mark pray, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you. So mark believe. Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone. So mark the word praying, mark the word forgive, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you your transgressions. In the last verse, but if you do not forgive, mark forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your transgressions. So mark the word forgive again. Okay. And as always, I will go through the passage without interruption. And it says, as they were passing by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots up. Being reminded, Peter said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered. And Jesus answered, saying to them, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him. Therefore, I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you. Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have nothing against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you your transgressions. Let me read that again. Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you your transgressions. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your transgressions. Okay, so we have a number of questions today. So the first question under the discussion section, which is on page 71, says, what did the disciples notice as they passed the fig tree the next morning? How did Jesus use the withered fig tree as a teaching tool, and what was his message? Well, we know the fig tree that Jesus cursed was withered. So that is what the disciples noticed. Jesus used the withered fig tree to teach about faith in God and about prayer. Essentially, the message was what God says that is going to happen, it will happen. So that tells us that God's word is true. Okay, the next question. What do you learn from marking faith and beliefs? Okay. In verse 22, Jesus teaches the disciples to have faith in God. And the following verse, Jesus tells them to not doubt in their hearts. And certainly, our prayers are to be aligned to the will of God and not our own fleshly desires. Because if you look specifically at 23, verse 23, it says, of course, not to doubt. It says, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him. So, of course, the Lord's saying, have faith in God and don't doubt in our hearts. But we know as Christians, when we are praying, we are to pray the will of God. Okay, praying that what we desire is aligned to what the Lord desires for us or for others. Okay. And one other comment. I heard a precept Bible teacher say that faith is a noun and the word believe is the verb. So we have a relationship, of course, between faith and believe. Okay. And they're actually synonymous. So again, the word faith is a noun and the word believe is really a verb. Okay. Question three, what do you learn from marking references to prayer? So that is verse 3. So I'm going to look at verse 24, and it says here, therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you. So what, once again, we see a relationship between words. So there's a relationship between prayer and faith. Again, we are praying and asking for the Lord's will. Okay, that's very important to remember that. The next question, what difference does it make whether or not we forgive others? We are to forgive others as the Lord has forgiven us. We do not want unforgiveness to hinder our communion with the Lord, nor our relationships with others. If we look at verse 26, it says, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your transgressions. Okay. Question 5 says, from what you learned about what was going on in the temple and the intent of the chief priests and the scribes in verse 18, did they deserve the blessing of God or the curse of God? And because they were seeking to destroy Jesus, I would say that they deserve certainly the judgment of God, because they had chosen, as we saw time and time again, to reject Jesus, and they were unwilling to listen or accept him as the Son of God. Okay. And the last question says, what comparisons could you draw between the fig tree and the hearts of the temple leaders? Well, the fig tree nor the temple leaders did not produce any fruit, certainly not good fruit. The chief priests and the scribes had a hard heart. They had rejected Jesus as the Son of God, the promised Messiah. The Moody Bible Commentary says this fig tree, despite its leaves, was actually barren. Jesus was demonstrating the danger of spiritual hypocrisy as evident in the temple leaders. All the trappings of religion, the leaves, without true transformation, neither bore any fruit. I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.